Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 51 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. I'm Brendan Sinclair and joined by...
Tina Goodman. Hi Brendan, how are you today? Show 51.
We're getting on a bit, aren't we?
We are.
I'm good, thank you, Tina. Today we're going to talk about pay-per-click advertising, things like Google AdWords, and we'll focus on Google AdWords because they're the giant in the industry, versus search engine optimization. Now, I've just been reading some interesting statistics about the conversion rate of both of those marketing strategies, and the conversion rate of pay-per-click advertising came in at 3.4%, and the conversion rate, that is how many sales per 100 customers.
And how did that compare to the organic listings?
That was the 3.1 for the organic listings.
Really? So the paid ads had a better conversion rate than the organic listings?
Yes, they did. Now, we'll just define the organic listings. They're the free listings, the normal listings, the natural listings in Google that you get when you develop a good website, get links to it, have the right information on the site, and you appear in Google's listings. Now, you don't have to, very importantly, you don't have to pay when somebody clicks on those links, and that's the big advantage of them. So what we'll do is, I guess, is we'll talk about the relative merits of both strategies and see how you might be able to implement them into your ongoing marketing strategy.
The first question that comes to my mind is, how many more people click on your organic listings than click on your pay-per-click ads?
Oh, in my experience, a lot more. The organic listings, if you're number one, and I'll base this on that leaked AOL search data from a while ago, which found... from memory, I think it was 42% of people clicked on the number one ranking and about 16% on the number two, 8 on number three, and then 8, 8, 6, 6 going down the list there. So 42% click on the top listing. Now, having said that, my own experience, I would have said it was, you know, 30, 35%. Depends what it is, depends what industry, depends what your heading is there, depends how good your description is that it is there in the bit of teaser copy. Now, the click-through rate for your pay-per-click advertising, anywhere between 3 and 5%.
So if you had the term UGG boots, right, and you were number one for UGG boots in the organic listings,
yep,
and you also had the number one ad spot for, yep, UGG boots, 35% of people would click on the organic listing and say 3% would click on the ad.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes those the pay-per-click ads will appear above the organic listings, but they're coloured and they've got sponsored sites, yep, above there. And a point I really want to make here is that the average internet user has no clue that those ads are ads. I'll speak to people and go, you know Google AdWords, and they kind of go, yeah. We know those ads on Google on down the right-hand side. Oh, they ads. They've got no idea. And sometimes you'll see one, two, or three listings at the top that are the pay-per-click ads. Mm. They've got the sponsored link there in a different colour. People have no idea that they're ads. Absolutely no clue. I'd say 80% of people, 90% of people wouldn't know that they're ads. But having said that, your click-through rate for your online pay-per-click advertising is significantly lower, probably because people look in that, they know where they're looking, they look in that same spot for the organic listings and pretty much ignore everything else. And that's borne out by heat map eye tracking studies as well.
Yep.
So you've got a fairly significant differentiation between the click-through rate of the various, of the two, of the pay-per-click and the organic listings. So that's the first thing to understand. So the question is, well, if pay-per-click's got a better conversion rate, shouldn't you devote your resources to pay-per-click? And I think the answer to that one, from my perspective, is a resounding no, because as soon as you pay for a click, you've got to pay for the next one with pay-per-click advertising. Whereas if you put in some resources into your search engine optimization, get a high search engine ranking, you've got that high search engine ranking, all things being equal, for a long time, and you never ever have to pay for a click. And really importantly, that real estate, that online real estate of your page having a top ranking is very valuable because it gets those so many more clicks because its conversion rate is good. So that's another important consideration.
Are there any other major considerations that people should take into account?
Oh yeah, sure. Probably one of the reasons probably that the pay-per-click conversion is a little higher is because you as the advertiser get to decide what your title tag is going to be, what the heading is going to be, and what the ad copy is going to say, so that you can generally put in what pulls people in to click on that ad.
I guess you also get to decide where they arrive, like you can make a landing page specifically targeted to that ad.
Now that's not always possible with your organic listing. It is to some extent, because you'll focus your search engine optimization strategies on a specific page to turn up for a specific keyword. You can do that to a lesser extent with the search engine optimization, because of course you target your keywords and you develop and optimize your web page to come up for that search term, and your title tag is generally going to show up, and the bit of text, the teaser copy of text, is sometimes going to be what's called your meta description on your page. Other times, a fair bit of the time, it's going to be just grabbed from on the web page itself, so you haven't got control over what displays there, which affects your click-through rate, of course. Now, a lot of the time, and this is a thing that probably drags down the conversion rate of search engine optimized pages or organic listed pages, is that you can't always, you can't control where your page ranks, obviously. So if you've got a fairly poor page that, you know, let's say it's your contact us page, so it's not really a selling page, and that gets good ranking or a few visitors for a particular phrase, then that page hasn't been optimized to, it's not a landing page, it hasn't been optimized to get people to it, to get people to click through, to get people to take the action so that you can, that leads to a sale.
Are you saying only focus on organic listings?
Oh no, it's good, you've got to do both. But the difficulty as a web developer is that if we say to people, you really should allocate some resources and more significant resources than you do to pay per click to your search engine optimization, but there's no guarantee of results, that's when they step away and go, well, I know I'm guaranteed with results with pay per click advertising. So it makes it really quite difficult to sell your search engine optimization services there.
I think also some people are a bit wary of all this newfangled internet advertising stuff still. I know some of the clients that we deal with would be.
Yeah, they've got no clue. The vast majority have got absolutely no clue.
Or they've heard of it and go, oh, that sounds a bit fancy. Yeah, no, I'll stick to my print ads that sort of thing. But
see, I was reading yesterday that Google online advertising, AdWords, are overtaking I think it's paper.
The top television networks in the UK. Google are overtaking them. It's
enormous. And it's crazy. Enormous because it works. But a significant amount of our clients have no clue how it works, don't understand it, are scared by it and all the rest. And that's why it's so critical to get the client's trust in your client relationship development. Mm. Because if you haven't got the client trust, you bug it. Because, you know, we'll work for, you know, a month or 2 months on a client's search engine optimization strategy and not get very good results. I remember one of our very first search engine optimization clients, we worked on for, I don't know, it must have been 3 months, and we were not getting results. We're doing everything right, in inverted commas, but absolutely no results. And the client was really patient and really good, and then they were just about to leave and said, no, we don't believe you, it's, you're making this stuff up about the amount of work you've done. And then bang, all of a sudden, they got everywhere in the results. It completely transformed their business. They went from, it was a resort, they went from getting absolutely no bookings to something like 30-40% of their business came through online direct bookings where they didn't have to pay commissions and all the rest of it, and turned that resort from, you know, a profitable nice resort to a really great resort that they sold, you know, a year later at a lot more for a lot more than they would have if they didn't have that great search engine optimization.
I guess it's difficult when it's, even though you're putting in the work and you can't really explain, it's difficult to explain to a client that doesn't know the internal workings of the internet. Like, as soon as you mention the word HTML, they go, oh, no.
Yeah, because I really find that the search engine optimization is a kind of, it's a science and an art, and there's various strategies you've got to implement, and most of it's logical, but a lot of the time it's just a bit of a feeling you've got about how the search engines would work or what's going on in the industry now, or whether that directory is actually giving you any value, or whether that link from that page is effective, or maybe you should do this with your title tag or whatever. Mm. So it's nothing absolute, because being the nature of the beast with search engines not obviously divulging their algorithms or how they rank a website, then you can't have that sort of information.
Mm, and it's difficult to say, yeah, no, I did do like 10 hours when you're not getting any results.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've spent, thousands of dollars on links, and a lot of times we don't want to tell the clients what links we've got, because a lot of them are commercially confidential links that are really valuable, because we can see the value of those links. We don't want to tell the clients what links we've got from where, even though they're paid for it, because it's just, it's just so hard to gauge the effectiveness and the impact of those sort of things.
Mm.
So we'll wrap it up there. So my advice would be, sure, pay-per-click has a slightly better conversion rate than search engine optimization, but if it was me owning a website, I would allocate a lot more resources. I'd probably allocate $4 to every dollar of pay-per-click advertising. I would allocate that much more money to organic search engine optimization, because in the long term, you'll get a significantly improved and far, far greater benefit from that expenditure and the return on your investment than pay-per-click advertising. So have a look at both of them. Google AdWords is the giant in the industry. You've got the Yahoo Publishing Network and MSN, of course, the Ad Center. Have a look at what a search engine optimization specialist can do for you. And I'm pretty confident in saying that you'll get a much, much better return from the search engine optimization.
And a much better return from your website, full stop.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's such a long-term thing, such an ongoing thing. It's not just, hey, bang, let's spend $500 this month on our pay-per-click advertising. You spend $1,000 on your search engine optimization, you're going to have the value of, let's say you spend on links, you're going to have the value of links for many years to come, and subsequent higher search engine rankings. That's just a really simplistic example, I guess.
Mm.
Okay, so thanks for that. Thanks for listening. If you've got any feedback, as always, Skype us on our Tailored account. Tailored is our Skype account, or visit tailoredpodcast.com for all our contact details. Thank you for listening, and bye from me.
Bye from me. Big to you next week. Brendan Sinclair's Business Myths. News and advice on marketing, media, and the web.